Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy. Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Today we have Shawnee Shivers with us. Shawnee is the CEO of Shivers Services. Shivers Services was created to provide exceptional service and business consulting and life transformation coaching. Sounds big and fantastic, and I can't wait to hear more about it. Welcome, welcome, Shawnee. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Katie.
Oh, you're welcome. So for our audience, could you please share a bit more about who you are and what Shivers Services does?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. So Shivers Services, we really partner with business owners and entrepreneurs, especially those that are transitioning from corporate world to entrepreneurship. It is quite a transition. And so if you've been in the corporate world for so many years, right, like a lot of us had, then it's hard to just kind of shift your mindset into what it's like to own your own business and the things that come along with that. So that's foundationally why Shiver Services was created.
So what was that born out of for you?
So it was born out of, I'll share this quick snippet, in working with my last corporation, in solidifying those business-to-business relationships for them, I worked alongside of a lot of business owners. And in that, I was building these relationships with them over time. And so, you know, one day, one of the business owners asked me to just give them some feedback on some processes and just things that, you know, that they maybe could do better in their business. And I was like, okay, sure. Yeah. So I gave them some feedback. And when I went back 2 months later, they shared with me that they were able to just kind of increase some of their processes and revenue in that time. And then they just asked me, had you ever considered starting your own business? And I said, well, God, no. I took it home to my husband and he just said, you know, why not? You know, go for it. It's something that you do anyway. And I just didn't think that I could ever get paid for that. And
but surprise.
Yes, big surprise. So it just, as I was working with these business owners and started Shiver Services within a 2 week time, got all the things done, right? LLC, business accounts. I had never owned a business before, but I studied, I did some research and I was like, let's go. So I went back and took them on as my first client. And what I realized, though, is that we were doing a lot more work transformationally, right, in self-development and what that looked like to make the priority season the priority season, and that work-life balance does not exist. It is just a myth that people tell us.
Yes.
But we were doing a lot more work with them on them than their business, but it overflowed into their business. So, within 3 months time, you know, I doubled my income than what I was making in the corporate world, and which is really fun. So,
yeah,
but I was doing what I loved and it was just helping people. So that's kind of what the backstory was behind that.
Oh, that. I love that. So in when you started with consulting, so it sounds mm-hmm. like you went in to help them like figure out, okay, here's a few changes you can make.
Yes.
In that moment, it's like you were able to recognize, oh, this isn't just business. This is also about their hearts and their heads and what's happening
yes.
Because they have to transform alongside their business, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And it's, you know, I always love to say how we do life is a lot how we operate and run our businesses because yeah. we are the brand, right? And even if we offer products and services, at the end of the day, individuals are purchasing and utilizing those services because of us, because of who we are. And so it's very important to make sure that we're establishing that. So
yeah.
It's very, very important.
You're speaking such truth. And I think that is so helpful for people to hear right now in these moments where I think there's so much emphasis on the offer, which of course there must be. We have to offer amazing yeah. services and products. And yet the first thing that we're offering is ourselves, right?
Correct. Yes. And a lot of the times individuals don't understand how to build that, right? We work a lot with individuals in helping them establish a personal brand. And that's mm-hmm. the beginning of the transformation is yeah. really understanding who you are as an individual yeah. and what you have to offer to the world just as a person. And mm-hmm. that really just helps them then solidify, okay, if this is who I am, this is, you know, the impact that I'm able to make organically, then once we surpass that point, then what we need to offer, right, in services and products, it becomes clear. So personal brand is very important in that way.
Could you speak a bit more about personal brand and what that sure. means for you and how you work with that or address that?
Absolutely. I will kind of do a two-parter if that's okay and kind of lead into that. One of the things that I discovered when I was in the corporate world was, first off, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I love people. And so when I was working in these organizations, one of the things that I realized was that sometimes I had to bend that, right? Like I couldn't be true to who I was if I walked into certain boardrooms or meetings or, you know, and so it didn't feel authentic. And so mm-hmm. I realized that in my last corporation, as I was building these relationships with these other business owners, I was myself and they liked that, right? They connected with that so much more than me going in and just being tunnel focused on the mission, right? But it was more than that. And so as I continued to build Shiver Services, right, mm-hmm. in that first phase, it was all about continuing to connect and really create that foundation. But the second phase of Shiver Services, it was really understanding who I was as a person and that it's okay to be me. It's okay mm-hmm. to be a mother. It's okay to be a wife. And I could still do those things and lead in excellence. And be a boss and make an impact. And so once I grabbed a hold to the power that had in, you know, not shying away from being who I am, then it just opened up so many other doors, even how I communicate, right? Because when you're in certain settings, you know, you are taught, we're taught, we're programmed to just act a certain way, to say the right things, to not say some things. And it's important that, you know, everything has a place and a, you know, a time. But when I'm communicating with people, it's important for them to be speaking with Shani, right? Yeah. Not speaking to a robot, anything that I've rehearsed. And I saw the difference when I went in unagendaed, is what I like to call it, and just authentically me. Mm-hmm. It took my relationship, my business relationship, to a whole different level because you were connecting so much deeper. And so a personal brand is one that each and every one of us should have, no matter if we're a part of the corporate world, even if we're not an actual business owner, but we're a part of a corporation, we still have a brand. And that brand is who we are authentically, right? The things that we like, because there are going to be audiences that I speak to that may not connect as well, right? If someone else spoke to them, or there'll be audiences that you speak to, Katie, that I might not even ever reach, right? Because we are in different spaces and not even just locations, right? But just in how we do life and do business and different phases. And so personal branding is just something that we all have, we all must establish, mm-hmm. whether we're business owners or not business owners, because that's how we connect and make the biggest impact we can with those we're supposed to. So I hope beautiful. That.
Yes. Beautifully put. Well, there's something that stuck out for me in that. And it was the statement that you made that you enter in, you start to enter into spaces unagended. And yes. That term, it stopped me in my tracks. Could you elaborate on unagended and maybe define it more for us and then explain what that feels like or looks like in practice?
Sure. So unagended, I say this word because when I go into a meeting, for instance, and I know that we're there for a specific purpose, right, to get something done. But when you go in for, let's say, a sale, right, you're mm-hmm. offering your services, you're doing a proposal, mm-hmm. and you're speaking with the individual for the first time, you know, I love to just clear my mind. I have my proposal. But when I walk in, I love to clear my mind and just have the mission of how can I serve them today, right? Outside mm-hmm. of my services, because I know my services are going to do that. But yeah. when I walk in, my first thought is how can I serve them today? And that's where I lead the conversation. So I get to know who they are as a person, which is mm-hmm. important. Because sometimes when you ask that question of how can I support you, who are you, like, why did you start doing this? Or what is it that you're looking for? What are your expectations of me? You know, mm-hmm. you're painting this environment and atmosphere for them that now they relax and they start to share things with you that organically is going to help you know exactly how far you need to go in this process. And it also helps you establish if they are your ideal client. So, yeah. because they're going to talk more, right? When we get relaxed and we get comfortable in an environment, and this is all about going in unagended, then they feel mm-hmm. more relaxed. You feel more relaxed because at the end of the day, if they are your ideal client and this is a service that they need from you, it's going to happen. But why not, before getting to that step, understand more of who they are and how you can truly support them? It just goes so much smoother. And so that has become one of the foundational things for us in Shiver Services is mm-hmm. unagended meetings. And that's how we like to phrase that. And it's just going in organically, just mm-hmm. we're two women just hanging out right now. Right. And while we have a purpose of being here, it's so much deeper than that, so much bigger than that, than just, you know, completing a task. So unagended is a word that has taken business to a next level because people can feel that you're being authentic and you really want to know how you can best serve them in excellence. So
I can feel that. It feels like an exhale.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I bet it took work though to get there because what I believe is there's so many times that we don't know our own hidden agendas mm-hmm. and they are sneaky. And they look so often like, I just want people to like me. Or, yeah. you know, if I say no, here's the equation. If I say no, no equals bad because whatever, or all mm-hmm. these things that actually create a hidden agenda that is sneaky for us. So do you find that is something that you end up honing in on with your clients so they can become unagended?
Yes. Yes. And it's, you know, when you first start a business, and I will tell you, one of the biggest struggles was like, how do I not compromise who I mm-hmm. am, but still deliver, right? A great proposal, a great service, great product. And so that we can eat, right? I mean, yes. Come on, let's just put it out there. How do we continue to do that well, but still, you know, close the deals and do what we're supposed to do to so that we can survive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was one of the biggest, obstacles that I faced even going into business, because I knew nothing about business, Katie. Nothing. I came from a corporate world. I didn't know. I knew nobody who had ever owned a business of their own. I mean, it was all new. But what made me just jump into it, for one, because I had the support of my husband, right? Which, love that man. And there was, if I did it, then somebody else was going to do it, right? Yeah. Somebody else was going to operate in that space. But the struggle in that is, for one, where do you start? Where do you pull your resources from? How do you stay true to who you are and still deliver great service? What does that look like? What does it look like to, be a wife, be a mother, and then still try to build something from scratch that nobody knows about? Mm-hmm. There's so many obstacles and struggles that I personally was dealing with. And I know we said it earlier, but like imposter syndrome, am I staying true to me? Am I somebody completely different when I'm with people versus who I am at home? And they can feel all of that. Your clients can feel all of that, right? Mm-hmm. And so I will say one of the biggest struggles is getting over the fact that I have to jump. I have to just jump out there, right? Mm-hmm. And some people say jump and grow your wings on the way down. I mean, it's a guarantee that when you jump, you're going to get scraped up. You're going to get, it's not going to, your wings are not going to grow right away. There's so many different things you're going to go through, which I have and I still do, right? Because I'm human. And you have different seasons in business, but they will eventually open at some point, right? But you have to get your glide. And the only way you're going to do that is if you're in the air. Right. And the only way you get in the air is if you leap. Mm-hmm. So faith is a huge thing. Having that faith to just jump off was the foundational struggle for me. Because I like everything in its place. I like security. I like stability. Mm-hmm. I like processes. I like to know where things are coming from. And so that was hard.
So is it faith? Was that the foundation? Because I think it often just comes down to choice. You just have to make a choice to leap. Even just imagining it, like a literal leap off of a building or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a literal leap. And some people would say, well, you know, because when we started Shiver Services, I was still working at my corporate job, but my corporate job was remote. So I was still by myself making my own schedule, but it was something about that security, right? I still had security. I still knew that without fail, if I didn't get a new client or I didn't sell a new product or whatever it was, that I was still going to have a paycheck coming, right? But at some point, I had to say, listen, if you're going to do this, you have to go all the way. It's all or nothing.
Mm-hmm. So, which is scary and yet necessary. So how long did you live in that in-between space, and what was that like? And then how did you get yourself out of that?
Well, Katie, so I was at my corporate job. So I started the business about a year and a half before I was no longer with my corporate job, but it was because my job lost me in 2020, like a lot of other individuals did, right? And at that time, you could have just went out and got another job. We could have just went out and got another job, but we didn't. We said, listen, we started to build something here. And what better time than to go all in, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's when we went all in, full force, was in 2020. And I will tell you that the journey, one of the things I knew was community. You had to have, I had to have community. I had to establish that. But we also moved, Katie, we moved cities.
Oh.
In that
Let's
time
also
as well.
Say COVID was happening then. Like,
and that.
And that.
Oh yeah. And that. So, you know, so no, it's fine. And so, you know, when 2020 hit, I mean, we have our three kids, we relocate to a new city. My job, my husband's job lost him. And you see how I'm phrasing that, right? They lost it.
Yes, I heard it right away. And I was like, I'm going to take that. I like that.
Yes. Yes. And then a month later, my job lost me. So with that, new city, three kids, and we had this one little mustard seed, right? Which was Shiver Services. Yeah. So what were we going to do? Do we just apply and go back to the corporate world? Or do we take that leap of faith off that cliff and see what happens? And we took a leap. And I tell you, it has been one of the most, exhilarating, scary, fulfilling things we've ever done, besides getting married, right? Like young, that's just crazy too. But I'm telling you, Katie, it was the best thing, because we now have the opportunity to do life, right, on our terms, and we're there and we're present with our babies, right? Yeah. And it's such a pivotal time in their life. And so we just knew that we didn't want to no longer ask permission to go to a basketball game, or ask permission to go eat lunch with them at school, or any of that. And so that is, it was sink or swim. Like, this is it. This is what we're going to do. So,
see, in there, it's that there's no plan B, because if there's a plan B, we will fall back on plan B.
Yes. And plan A is to have no plan B.
Right. That's the way to put it. Oh, so you're a couple years out. Clearly it's worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now, as you've evolved and changed, what challenges have evolved and changed and leveled up as you've leveled up?
Ooh, goodness. Let me pick one of the 38. I would say one of them has been just as you grow, right? It's important to now start finding the right individuals for your organization, which is, it's huge, because at some point you can't keep doing it all by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. That's not, it's not possible. And at some point you'll quit if it's just you, you will. Mm-hmm. And so one of those things was really finding culture ads. Mm-hmm. Not people who already fit into the culture we had created, but we were intentionally looking for culture ads. And so finding other individuals to be, to add to the foundation of where Shiver Services is going, I would say was a struggle and still is, because, you know, we're finding where we have individuals, phenomenal, by the way, but we're going to need more. Right. So I would say that that is one of the biggest struggles, is just finding individuals who are as driven, as passionate, who share not only, you know, the vision that we have, but have their own vision, because it's important for them to have that. And just knowing that, you know, we have to continue to build authentic networks. And I will say that's a struggle too, because there's so many avenues that you could go about doing that. But it's important that you are surrounding yourself with the right people, right? Yeah. I can't stress that enough. Self-care. Mm-hmm. What is that? You know, we have to make sure that at the end of the day, we are taking care of ourselves, and we're giving, you know, our minds, our bodies what they need so that we can continue to be our best selves and show up, right, in excellence for our team, for our families, I mean, for those that are depending on us. And so, but all of those, and I'll be honest, full transparency, you know, depending on that season, it continues to be a struggle because of the different seasons that we hit in life and business. So it's important for us to remain sensitive to that. And I have to sometimes step back and say, okay, I need to reevaluate where I am, where I'm going, right? What the next season is and when to do that. And my granddaddy used to always say, Katie, never overstay your welcome. Because when you overstay your welcome, then that's when things really start hitting the fan. That's when it really starts happening, because, you know, we are not meant to stay where we are forever.
Right.
And that's in anything that we do.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that makes me think of the importance of recognizing when you do need to pull back, because it would just perpetuate that it's all downhill essentially from there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's vital. And part of that is being honest with yourself and where you are. And one of the biggest things that I had to learn was the power of no, right? And I know it's a book out there about it, the power of no. And when you learn to say no, because just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And that's a trap so many people fall into, especially at the beginning. I think right at the transition where you help people.
Yes.
They think I should say yes to everything.
Yep. No. No. No, you shouldn't. So just because you can doesn't mean you should. And for all the things that you can do well, do those things. But then you have to learn how to release and let go. And that was another struggle, Katie, is letting go and staying in my lane.
Yeah.
And allowing other people to do what they do best, right? And remembering what my purpose is in this, right? Yeah. And so if you could be on the right bus, but on the wrong seat, right? And we seat hop from the left side to the right side, when we're really just supposed to be driving the bus. Well, you can't drive the bus in the passenger seat. You can't do that. So, you know, so it's really making sure that we are learning to release. That's a big part of it. And trust that, you know, when you have trained and you have mentored and you have coached and you have done these things well, then now you have to trust that what you have poured and released to your team is good.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a struggle. How many more struggles you want, Katie?
It's real and it's good. Well, it's that in the struggle, we get stronger. And that's the importance of it. As long as the struggle doesn't tip to suffering.
Yes.
That's the sweet spot.
Yes, so, it is.
And that's the line I think we often walk as entrepreneurs, and being able to recognize when it's tipped and have what's needed in place to keep us in the struggle.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yes. And you know, sometimes the best work is done in the dark.
Yeah.
Is what I've been taught, right? That the shaping, and there's so much that's done in the dark, because then when we come out of that, right, that is the evidence of, because it's a lot that we don't see. It's a lot that we're going through as business owners, as entrepreneurs, that a lot of people just don't see. And it's so, so important that, you know, we know when to share, right, and when to endure.
Yes.
When to share and when to endure.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's not meant for everybody. And then also when to have somebody, when to welcome somebody in to that darkness so you can get out there quicker. So you don't just like lay down and get all comfy in there.
Yes. You can't get comfortable in the dark now. I mean, I'm just saying. Right. Some people go to sleep in the dark, Katie. They go to sleep.
They do. They do.
You can't go to sleep in the dark. No. You got to stay awake.
Yes.
Go find a lamp.
Well, and but, it seems like that's what you're here for, is to bring some the light too in the middle of that. So.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to know, you have, it is, and you said it, I mean, beautifully, you have to know though too when to reach out. Like, it's okay to ask for help. We don't know everything, we can't hold everything, and we just won't last. And so it is, and that's why it's important, so important. One of the biggest things that I teach is building solid networks. And these can be family networks, these could be, and what I mean by family is those individuals, you know, you have like your core five people in your life, just in general, right? But then you have your professional network, and both, it's important for both of those to hold core members. It's important to have core members. And so, because we will get to seasons where we are just exhausted. I mean, we're not robots. And when we do though, it's always amazing to already have those networks built up that we will be able to glean from and to refuel us, and so that we can continue to pour out. So, I mean, we can't walk alone in this. We can't.
No, no. Well, that's beautifully put once again. Shawnee, thank you so, so much for all that you shared, for your story, and for just... there's so many wonderful nuggets in there that I think is going to be wonderful for those listening to take. So hopefully everybody had their notepads out this whole time. But this has been so much fun. I want to make sure that people can easily find you. Where shall we direct them to?
Absolutely. So you can definitely find me on Facebook at Shawnee Shivers. I have a business page, Shawnee Shivers, and then Coach Shawnee. On Facebook as well. But once you hit Shawnee Shivers, everything is linked and connected. Of course, I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn, and ShawneeShivers.com is our website that you can go on there. We have a lot of fun things coming. So, yeah.
Good. Well, everybody, go check her out. And once again, thank you. It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Absolutely, Katie. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and so, so blessed. I look forward to what you have coming down the pipeline as well. So you definitely have a fan.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Mm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.